Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast, Young, Dumb, and Anxious. Welcome to episode 3. Firstly, I want to apologize to all of the listeners that are watching the video version of this because I look like a mess today. I tried to make an effort in the last 2 videos, but I spent this entire week feeling really sick. I was really sick this whole week, no thanks to Shane who got me sick, but I just feel and look like a mess right now. So I apologize to all the video listeners, but to audio listeners, just pretend I didn't say any of that and just like imagine that I'm looking great right now. But in this episode, I actually wanted to talk to you about the myth of having it all together in your 20s and how to navigate uncertainty in your 20s. And I feel like a lot of you are already relating to this. If you are in your 20s, then you know that one of the biggest struggles of being in your 20s is navigating your 20s and, like, I don't know, just trying to figure your shit out and get your shit together, which can be quite rough. Obviously, there are two sides to it. I know people that have had it all figured out since they were like 14, know exactly what they want to do, know exactly what they want out of life, have their 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 15, 20, 30-year plan, everything planned out, and they're actually following it. And then there's people like me who until like a year ago had no idea what they wanted to do with their life and are still at some level trying to figure it out. I feel like society puts a lot of pressure on like young adults and like 20s, 20-year-old early to mid 20-year-olds especially, to just like have it all figured out, like exactly what you want to do with your life, what job you want to have, when you want to get a house by, marriage. And India is very relevant too, like a lot of family pressure to get married and all sorts of things like that. And there's just so much pressure by society that you need to have everything figured out by this age. Like, there's no room for any growth, no room for any like changes, nothing. You need to have it figured out. And I feel like maybe some people that works, but there are a lot of people like me, like I said, where that just doesn't work. I mean, I've had a lot of instances in my life where I thought that I had it figured out, but in reality, I did not. For those of you who don't know, I am a college dropout. I know there's a lot of stigma attached to being a college dropout. I experience it on a daily. I have like family members that constantly ask me like what my future plans are, when I'm getting back to like school, when I'm gonna finish it, when I'm gonna get a degree. I have comments on YouTube of people like asking me why I never went back to college after my gap year, why I dropped out, when I'm gonna go back, all sorts of things. When I went to college, like when I was applying to colleges, I was one of the only kids in my grade who had no idea what major even that I wanted to apply for. I went to a very like competitive school. Like, everyone was very smart, everyone was very academic, everyone knew exactly what they wanted. There were people in my grade who knew they wanted to go into finance, people who knew they wanted to go into medicine, people who knew they wanted to go into business, acting, whatever it was. Whatever field it was, everyone, almost everyone in my grade had it all figured out. And I just had no idea at all what I wanted to do. And I've talked about this a little bit before, but I ended up going with business as my major, like overall business management, because I thought that business can be applied to a lot of different fields. So I thought that was the safest option that I could have chosen to go into. And in school, business was a subject that I enjoyed. So I went and did business. I did it for 2 years. And then in the beginning of my 3rd year is when I dropped out. And the reason I dropped out was not anything to do with school. It was more of like mental health issues. I was going through a really bad time, like really, really bad time. And I just needed to be back home. I couldn't like do it anymore. And initially, I thought I was going to take a gap year. But I ended up dropping out because I realized that business is not something, like, I'm interested in it, definitely. I definitely find it interesting, fascinating. I think it's very useful. But it, for some reason, I wasn't, like, passionate about it the way so many of my peers or old school friends or whatever were passionate about the fields they wanted to go to. And I always felt like there was something wrong with me, and I felt so much pressure. And I think a lot of the pressure I put on myself, honestly, because I feel like I needed to, like, be at the same level as my peers of like having it all figured out and have it all together. But obviously, that's not always the case for everyone. I feel like things would be a lot easier if everyone on this planet knew exactly what they wanted to do and what they wanted out of life, but obviously that's not the case. I was already doing social media at that point. I had started in 2020 COVID, so I had just finished my first year of college, my freshman year of college, when I started my YouTube channel and started taking Instagram and YouTube and social media more seriously. And it started off as me just doing it for fun. I really wasn't making that much money out of it. I was barely making any money. I just really loved it. And even to date, I love YouTube more than anything. Like, I think it's so fun to me, and it's kind of like a creative outlet for me, like the editing part of it. Like, I like plan out exactly how I want to shoot certain shots. It's very fun for me to put together a little video log of my day or something. And for some reason, people, you guys also seem to be interested in it and get something out of it, which I'm not complaining about. But when I had dropped out of college, like I was saying, I had already been doing social media. And then because I dropped out of college, I got more time to like put more focus into my social media because I had so much more free time. And it ended up doing really well, and I actually started making a living out of it, like where I could rely on my own financially and not have to rely on my parents anymore, which was great. I found something that I actually felt passionate about, which, you know, I didn't before, and I felt like I could finally to some level relate to those people around me who had their shit figured out. And it was just really helpful, and it was really good to know that I finally had something. But that wasn't the end of the pressure of having to have it all together. I thought, now that I've finally figured out what I enjoy doing and I'm making a living out of it, maybe I don't have to feel that pressure anymore. Wrong. Because then another thing comes into play, which is comparison. Always comparing yourself to people. And I feel like I entered the social media field. I felt great, relieved. I finally knew what I enjoyed and what I wanted to do. And then I started comparing myself to my friends and peers in the same field as me, and how great they were doing, and how much money they were making, and how many deals a month they were doing versus how many I was doing, how many pieces of content they were putting out compared to how many pieces of content I was putting out in a month. But yeah, I just started comparing myself to my peers, and then I started feeling like I was falling behind, which I'm sure it doesn't only apply to the field I'm in. I feel like it applies to every single field. When you start like looking at a few people who might be doing a little better than you are, and you start feeling like bad about yourself, then as if that means that something's wrong with you, when in reality that's not the case. And it's not just in career or in work where this applies. I feel like even in relationships it applies. Like, I personally didn't experience this, but I know people that have felt pressure from like their families, for example, to get into a relationship or like look into becoming more serious with someone so they could get married and all these different things. And it, like, I feel like this pressure that society puts on you and getting your shit together applies in all aspects of your life, whether that's work, relationships, friendships, finances, whatever it is. I feel like it's just always there, and sometimes even just like lifestyle. As 20-year-olds, when I see like a friend or someone that I know of, or a mutual or something who's like around my age and they're living this amazing grand lifestyle, it makes me feel like something's wrong with me, or that there's something lacking in me, or that I'm not doing enough to be at their level. When in reality, now I've come to understand that that's not the case. It's just that some people not only want different things out of life, but also people just move at different speeds, and that's completely normal. There can be someone who's starting out at 40, and there can be someone who's starting out at 18. You know, like, it's okay. Either of them are okay. It's not like one of them is right and one of them is the right path to be on versus the other one is the path you shouldn't take. If you end up successful at 50, then that's what matters. Versus if you end up successful at 20, then that's what matters. If you end up feeling happy, then that's what matters as well. I feel like happiness is the biggest aspect of it. It's instead of like feeling like you're, you know, running behind, trying to catch up to people, maybe just like walk and enjoy your surroundings and enjoy where you are right now. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons that I personally have learned. And that's helped me a lot in like trying to reduce the pressure that I feel. I just feel like it's very important to like embrace imperfections. You don't have to be perfect all the time in every aspect of your life. You don't have to have it everything figured out at every single waking moment of your life. It's okay to stumble. Everyone is a work in progress. And it doesn't matter how long that work takes to progress. As long as the work is done and you feel fulfilled and happy, that's what matters. And I've really like fully believed that now, and I've really finally come to terms with that, and I'm like happy and content with where I'm at. It all works out at the end, and that's something I strongly believe. I feel like everything happens the way it needs to happen, and at the end it all works out. And you just have to be patient sometimes. Like, it might take you longer to get to a place in your career that maybe a friend of yours reached faster, but that doesn't mean that that means that something's wrong with you. It just means you're different people. And it's okay if it takes time. It all works out. I know that this might start sounding very preachy, but I just feel very passionate about this because for such a long time, I felt like I was stuck. And for such a long time, I felt like I was just like a mess. Like, I thought everything was a mess. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I had no idea how to manage my finances, anything. I was like, whatever. I just couldn't do it. And the whole point is, like, I feel like that your 20s are when you learn, right? So it's okay to stumble and make mistakes, but then you learn how to do it right and how it's supposed to happen. But one of the biggest things that I can tell you guys, if you guys are in a similar position as to where I was a little bit ago, the biggest thing that I had to stop doing to help me more than anything else, the biggest thing that helped me was to stop comparing myself. And it wasn't just comparing myself to my friends who were more successful or who were doing better in life. It was also comparing my friends who didn't have mental health issues. Like, I kept comparing myself and I was like, why do I have these issues and my friends are doing okay? And why can't I be like that? Like, why can't I be happy and enjoy the moment and things like that? And that was one area. Then there was also an area where, you know, I was on social media and some people were living amazing lifestyles and I felt jealous and I felt envious and I was like, I want to live like that. I want to like travel like that. I want to, you know, when I stopped doing that, like, that took so much of my headspace. And when I stopped doing that, I can't tell you how big of a difference it made in my life when I stopped comparing myself to other people in whatever area of life I was comparing myself to. It just changed so much for me, and it just stops you from being so like crazy obsessed with where you want to be, and it helps you enjoy where you are, which is what's important. And I feel like another big thing that helped me a lot was self-compassion, like being kind to yourself instead of making it like, why am I like this? Why can't I do this? Why can't I be where that person is? Give yourself more compassion and be more compassionate to yourself and like be kinder to yourself. It's not like something that's wrong with you. That's just how life works. People move at different speeds. You just need to be kinder to yourself. And the last thing that helped me a lot is setting realistic expectations. I feel like I have a couple of people that I knew in school who are like crazy successful right now in finance and stuff at this age, and I'm always like, wow, like that's crazy impressive, like how well they're doing at 23 and stuff, you know, that's very impressive, they're so young, they're doing so well, and I want to be that. And that's how I used to think. Now it's more like setting like more achievable expectations and smaller realistic goals, and slowly you keep achieving small goal after small goal and you will be where you want to be. It doesn't matter how much time it takes. You will be where you're meant to be, and everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to work out. And it's also important to celebrate those small milestones that you reach, because those small milestones are equally as important as the big milestones. And the more you celebrate the small milestones, you just get more happy with where you're at in life and you get more content with where you are at. Anyway, I know this episode might sound a little preachy, but like I said, I just feel very passionate about this topic, and I feel like I personally have overcome that little area and that little zone where I was in, or phase I was in, where I was constantly comparing myself to people. I constantly was feeling pressure and thinking that there's something wrong with me and that I'm not where I want to be and things like that. I feel like I've finally overcome that little phase and that I'm very content with where I'm at right now. And I know how difficult that struggle was for me and that phase was for me. And I just wanted to share a few things that personally helped me in my experience with that. So hopefully some of you may be, you know, either feeling better because you can relate, or hopefully some of the things that helped me can help you. If that happens, that's amazing. But yeah, I just wanted to talk to you guys about this myth where you have to have your shit together by the time you're 25, for example. Like, that's not true at all. Everyone moves at different paces and speeds in life, and you are exactly where you're meant to be. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of my podcast, Young, Dumb, and Anxious. If you did, make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. There's a new episode every Tuesday. I also apologize again for my appearance in this episode. It was not the cutest, I know. I also have a burn on my hand. I don't know if all the video watchers can see my burn. It's really ugly. I was making carrot cake muffins and I burnt my hand and I got a second degree burn. And it might leave a scar, which is fun. Anyway, last week was not the best week for me. But like I was saying, thank you for listening in and tuning in to this episode. Make sure to follow the podcast and I'll see you in the next episode.